It's Monday, the 25th of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome back to the Nightly News with Liberty Tactics. I'm here, Lou Collins, with the wonderful Catherine Watkins and the beautiful Christine Miner over in Alabama. Christine, hello, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you. I had a nice break for a couple of days with my old friend and had a well-deserved rest. Kat, well done with the show. It was excellent.
Oh, thanks, Lev. I haven't actually listened back to it, so I hope I did you justice.
You really, really did. It was brilliant. And you did Kate Watch.
So that I did do Kate Watch.
That's brilliant.
I did. It was only because it wasn't actually Kate going Watch. On then. Yeah. It was before everything else kicked off. So, I did a little bit on Kate.
So I think that's where we're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. Well, so we had a video released after all the backlash coming from the fake photographs, the couple leaving the farm shop, and now we've had the video. The second I looked at it, I didn't think it looked like Kate. I thought her face and her jawline looked a load, like way too wide. And then people started noticing things. And one person who noted was Jason. Jason was sitting in traffic in his car. And he managed to knock up a video, which is posted on our Facebook page. I think I might have uploaded it to the website, but I will do. Of how easy him sitting in the car could make an AI video within 30 seconds. Literally. Anyway, people are still doubling down that this is Kate in this video. Sorry, not buying it. She moves her hand, one minute the ring's there, then the next minute it's not. Somebody broke down when they really slowed it down frame by frame. There's a bit of hair that like comes out and then floats right back into her head. And there was another bit where her eyes were popping out. But what's really, really interesting is that William wasn't sitting next to her, giving her any support. I do believe he was pictured over that time without his wedding ring. But I've got to give kudos here to Vicky, who I work with. She said she's got a feeling this is going to be brought in for more stringent internet crackdown. And lo and behold, what's out today? And it was Good Morning Britain, I do believe, who broke the story. And they are saying, yeah, it was Good Morning Britain. Just bear with me. I had it up a minute. Oh, no, it's gone. So basically, Good Morning Britain were saying that it's down to the people putting this disinformation out about Kate. And where it all started was with either China, Russia, or Iran. Like, they will not miss anything. This has got nothing to do with Russia, China, or Iran. It's the British people having, well, some British people, having a couple of eyes and a brain and realising that this woman has been missing. So I'm sorry to disappoint you, Kensington Palace, and William. Liberty Tactics, I think, was the first person to put the call out here in the UK, I do believe. And we got to give credence to old Tissa Tells because she was spot on from the beginning. So I think that is really, really interesting that we're going to be probably now, it's going to probably go to the House of Commons and there's going to be a debate whether all this invasion of privacy into Kate when she's ill, they're going to come down with stricter laws. Kat, what do you think?
Yeah, I hadn't considered that really because I haven't really looked at it. But now you've mentioned it, it's always for a reason. We know that anyway. Do you know what I mean? This whole cancer thing, this is to push on, you know, the cancer industry. Do you know what I mean? So there's always a reason. And yeah, I can imagine them doing that. But like the same sort of thing as they did with Cliff Richard, didn't it?
Wow.
When all that kicked off a few years ago, and they it was basically, you know, they were over you overusing powers or something, and they did something there for the same reason.
Well,
so
what they
yeah,
did
I agree.
With Cliff Richard, what they did is the BBC, before this, just before, as the story's breaking, the BBC set up camp outside his house. So then all his crimes never got to court, because we know he was mentioned signing in to Elm Guest House.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kitty.
So I think.
Oh, Kitty. Yeah. Kitty. So yeah, then, and do you know what also links in really, really well? Because what date was that Kate video come out? It was, what, maybe 5 days
22nd.
Ago? 22nd. So on the 29th of February.
Significant number, yeah.
Right, listen to this. Listen to this. One sec. What's going on here? It won't let me go down the page. So this is a article, and it's headlined, BBC Advances Generative AI integration with focus on responsibility and innovation. So this was the 29th of February, this article came out. Under the guidance of Rodri Taffan-Davis, the BBC has provided an update on its strategic approach towards integrating and utilising generative AI technology. Isn't that quite creating new audience experiences? Innovations under this theme include the development of a BBC assistant, a chat box designed to offer interactive tailored learning experiences. Additionally, the corporation is investing how Gen AI could enable more personalized marketing. So that's really, really, really interesting.
Yeah.
So that comes out, this article comes out where they're going to be testing this content, and pilot projects are going on underway. And then a few days later, we have, sort of like 2 weeks later, we have what I believe to be an AI image of, not image, video of the Princess of Wales, but call me a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, no, I believe it's AI too.
Yeah, it's obvious from looking at that it was not the same. It was certainly not recent. It's very interesting how they just continue to try to,
and the
to
way she went out with
something at the wall,
completely no makeup as well. Do you know what I mean? She's the print, like what she's doing that just to prove it, is she? She's having to do that. That's how bad it is that she has to go out there, if it is indeed her, with no makeup to prove to the public that she has cancer. That's how little she believes. You know, it stinks. It stinks.
Yeah.
And why hasn't anyone come out? Who are those two people? What about the photographer? What about the son who published those pictures? Originally, the first people. Why hasn't anything been done by that?
Exactly.
That's the end of Kate Watch for tonight. Catherine, what have you got?
So Sam Smith's on the loose again. Did you see the photo that I sent in the
No,
the
I didn't.
Photo? So you know the guy, what's his name? Is it Ollie London? He's like
Yes.
Yeah, well, he had tweeted and he had put some photos on of Sam Smith in a concert the other day. And basically, as you can imagine, Sam Smith is dressed really provocatively as a female, you know, with like stockings on and, you know, a corset and long gloves with a bandana, like somebody putting tights around his face. Right. And then another guy on stage who dressed as a woman with a bikini, well, high risen pants on and a bra and like thigh high boots with a mask, you know, like tights on their faces. And he said on the top, Sam Smith appears in women's lingerie as he and lingerie clad male dancers perform on stage. The singer's concerts have no age restrictions and allow under 16s to attend with a parent or guardian. And you know people are taking their kids to these concerts and stuff. It is just pure, degenerate, abhorrent, demonic behavior once again from Sam Smith. People, you need to keep your kids away from the likes of this thing. You really, really do. He's not there to entertain you. He's there to steal your kids' souls. And I mean that in the literal sense, to be fair. But yeah, again, so I just wanted to just bring that up, that he's still bobbing about. It is just, it's just disgusting. It really is, like, honestly. And just watching them all do it is just crazy, isn't it? So just wanted to bring that up. Go on.
We're living in times of Sodom and Gomorrah, and people, you've got to see this. I know there's a generation who've had this thrown in their face and they think they're trendy and they're hip, this whole woke brigade. But now's the time to turn to Jesus. It really, now is the time. If you cannot see around you, look around you with everything that's happening. Satan is making his move. And 100%. Children, we need to pray for these parents who are taking their children to this concert. And we also need to pray for these children. And in a way, we need to pray for Sam Smith. But I do believe possibly he may have been invited to some of these parties in the past.
He would have been. He would have been. They've got blackmail on him. They've got everything on him they need. He's not doing that because he wants to, I don't believe. No. He's doing it because he's forced, much like the other. There's no way you can, you know, you take a look at Sam Smith, I don't know, 5 years ago, and just, you know, a lad in it, you know, like, he'd wear like smart suits and things, you know. He's like, you know, quite a smart looking guy. And now to that degeneracy, like, within just a few years.
He started with the pronouns. I can remember that. I remember driving the kids to school and I can't remember. It was just, all we can get is the bloody beat. We had Radio 1 on, and the Radio 1 early morning DJ was mentioning how brave Sam Smith was for coming out with his pronouns. And with that, clearly, I just kicked the radio off and got triggered. But yeah, look where it is. So people, you've got to get right with God. And I'm going to be linking a video that I saw the other day. I think I might have posted it on Facebook as well. And it's a young guy who started on Vine. They used to do like pranks and, you know, fails, etc., vines. And then they moved to YouTube. And it seems all of these high ranking YouTubers, when they're young, they always end up living together in an apartment block. And this guy tells of his story when he first got to Hollywood. He was living in the YouTuber Vine apartment block. And he got approached by some guy dressed in a smart suit, inviting him to a party. And he tells of his experience going to this party. And what was, I thought was really interesting, and this, Christine, I'd like your thoughts on this. They said once they had to, when they got to the final room, I'm not going to tell everybody, like, go through it, you need to watch it, but they have to go through a various amount of rooms with various themes. Every time the clock chimed, they had to move to the next room, and I think there were 6 rooms. And before they went into the last room, the new people who'd just been invited to this party had to choose what holy book to put their hands on. And apparently they were putting, you know, people were going through and they were putting on, and they thought it was all just a laugh at the party. And they were quickly doing it and putting their hands to get through. He declined. The whole atmosphere of the room, everyone's staring at him, et cetera, et cetera. He had to leave. He got thrown out. He managed to walk around the side of the building, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is, because they are putting their hands on their holy book, i.e. the Bible, they're mocking God. And basically, that's almost borderline soul, isn't it?
At the end, when they get to that last room, they put their hand on whatever their holy book is and denounce it.
Right.
They have to denounce it before they go in. And he refused to do that. And so he was rejected and kicked out of the party. And then the story goes on to where they came after him. You know, they made an example out of him until he finally left Hollywood, left California, and stopped his show for 5 years. So, yeah.
But this is how the devil works. All these young YouTube, they're kids, they're let loose.
This is how they get them into the Illuminati, and that's what it was all about, was it was passing the rite of ritual, the rite of passage into the Illuminati when you get invited. And what people don't understand is they hear this their whole lives, you know, oh yeah, Illuminati. And it's, you know, it's been a big joke for a lot of people. It's no joke. This is a spiritual
It's no
battle
joke.
between good and evil, and everything in your life is tied to that, whether you want to see it or you don't. Every single thing, every decision you make, everywhere you go, everything you touch, everything in your life is created by God, and everything in your world is spiritual. It is a physical manifestation of what is happening in the spirit world. So there is a battle going on for your soul, and that's what it's for. It's for your soul. And you have to choose this day whether you are going to serve God and the God of all creation. There is only one God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all creation, the one who made us in his image and who made all that you see. And then you have the fallen punk angels, Satan, Lucifer, Lucy, the devil, right? All these witches and warlocks that are worshiping him and trying to fulfill his agenda on earth, they want your children. They want you on their side, and really they don't care about you at all. It's not about numbers, it's about hurting the heart of God. And if they can hurt his children, they can hurt him. And that's the only access they have is to us. So it's important to understand that you are indeed in a spiritual battle, whether you signed up for it or not. Here you are. You were chosen for such a time as this. You were chosen to be alive right now, today, because God has a purpose for you. He has a design and a plan and a destiny for your life. And it's time that we all step into that and fulfill it to the best of our abilities, and that we acknowledge and recognize the authority and the power that He has given us to overcome the enemy. They don't win. They do not have the power that you have. They don't have the power that God has. We have more power than they do. They just don't want you to know it.
Amen.
So as long as they can make you think you're living on a spinning globe and God is so far away and you're so insignificant, it's half the battle. So they start really young. They start brainwashing you really young,
Yeah,
and you
but I
don't know
just wanted
where you
that.
live. None of it.
That brings us nicely on to Kat. More attacks on the family and kids. What's going on?
Yes. Okay. So the first one I've got. Let me just go to the top.
NHS.
Mothers sue NHS in legal battle over gender treatment, right? This was from yesterday. So, you know, on the recent thing about them stopping puberty blockers, but right, two mothers are suing the NHS, calling for equal safeguards and assessment protocols across adult gender clinics and those for minors in order to safeguard vulnerable individuals seeking transgender health care. NHS England is putting trans teenagers at unreasonable risk of irreversible harm, the head of a gender clinic will warn in a legal battle over treatment. Two mothers are suing the health service over concerns that as soon as a teenager turns 17, they can transfer to adult gender clinics and be fast-tracked to surgery and sex change drugs. This is despite a recent crackdown on treatment for under 18s, including a ban on puberty blockers and a guaranteed assessment of underlying mental health conditions and neurodevelopmental disorders such as autism before treatment is given for gender roles. The mothers who both have vulnerable teenage daughters seeking sex change surgery are now taking the case to a high court in an attempt to force NHSE to guarantee the same protections at at adult clinics. Dr. Carl Neff, a consultant endocrinologist and the head of Ireland's National Gender Service, will warn the judge that the treatment currently offered to adults in England will not fully meet their needs to offer them adequate protection and thereby will place them at unreasonable risk of irreversible harm. The judge will hear that in 2019, 17-year-olds made up 18%, that's loads, of referrals to adult gender services, to adult gender services, mind, 17-year-olds, right? The largest single group by age. Since then, NHSE has written to all those of that age who were on the Tavistock waiting list, telling them that instead they will go straight to the adult clinic. Anna Castle, one of the mothers bringing the case, said that something needs to be done about the lack of evidence-based and multidisciplinary care and the fact that our children and vulnerable people are being sent on a one-way pathway without having any of their other conditions considered. Miss Castle, whose daughter suffers with ADHD, has autistic traits, and decided she was a boy during lockdown, said that sex change surgery is the most extreme decision anyone can make for their body. But it has the least amount of safeguarding and preliminary investigation into whether it is actually necessary, and then there's no evidence as to whether it actually helps, she added. So, and you can read the full article. If we put a link in, there's more on that, a longer article. But basically, you know, we're having the health service, the people are undertake the health service, mind, to court all these things. This is just absolutely crazy. Look at that. 17-year-olds make up a fifth of the adult population being referred to gender clinics. I mean,
there's something serious,
what you think, guys? And obviously, they're just going on to have, you know, surgery and double mastectomies and what have you. What do you think, guys?
It's just more.
So basically, then the whole thing about, you know, oh, we're banning puberty blockers was basically because, oh, we'll just turn you into adults instead. What?
It's just to give the label, but like they're just the way forward for this, isn't it? That's basically what it has been. We'll appease them banning the puberty blockers, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll do this instead. We'll do this instead.
Yeah.
And just my other story, just one more I've got. This was a couple of days ago on the 21st. Scots maths teacher avoids jail after sending sex Snapchats to 15-year-old girl. James Connell groomed the girl while giving her private tuition at her home and attempted to lure her to a hotel room. A Scots maths teacher has been spared jail after sending a 15-year-old girl sex Snapchat messages and seedy photos and trying to entice her to go to a hotel. James Connell, 31, then a teacher at Larbert High School, Stirlingshire, groomed the girl while giving her private tuition at her home. She was not a pupil at his own school and he had been given her phone number so lesson times could be arranged. Falkirk Sheriff Court heard that his contacts with the girl started out innocently enough, but within a couple of weeks has developed into something that was anything but innocent. Connell began to text her throughout the day, including during school hours, telling her she was pretty and that he looked forward to seeing her, and then asked her to go away with him and stay in a hotel in Edinburgh with him. He added her on Snapchat and sent her selfies of himself topless and with his hand down his trousers, messaged asking if she wanted to see something hard, and texted to ask if he could put his hands down her top. She said in evidence he had tried to kiss her on two occasions when he turned up for maths lessons, and he had also told her to delete some of the messages he had sent. Connell tutored the girl, now 18, for about 2 months from the start of October 2021 to November 28th, 2021, when her mother spotted on her daughter's phone some of what Connell had been sending, cancelled the lesson set for that day, and the police were called in. CD pic showed some had been taken in his classroom at Larbert High School and showed his distinctive tattoos. The court heard that because the Snapchat only transmits new photos just taken, the obvious conclusion was that some of them had been sent live from the school. At a two-day trial in January, Connell of Halglin Falkirk denied a charge of indecent communication and causing the girl to look at sexual images. He did not give evidence himself, but entered a special defence of incrimination that suggested the photos and messages sent by another unspecified person. Prosecutor Jamie Hilland told jurors, use your common sense. The ragingly clear conclusion is that they were sent by Mr. Connell. I would suggest you should have little difficulty in rejecting the possibility that someone else had been sending them. referring to Connell's suggestion to the girl about going with him to an Edinburgh hotel, Mr. Hillen said the implication of that is pretty clear. The jury took less than 15 minutes to find Connell guilty. The decision was by majority. He was also found guilty of breaching the terms of an undertaking, so-called peace bill. When he appeared on Thursday for sentence, Peter Keane, defendant, asked the court not to jail him. He said he obviously breached a position of trust, otherwise there's a lot to be said for him. He is a young man and his teaching experience very brief. Sheriff Christopher Sheed said the court had to consider whether any alternative to a custodial sentence could be appropriate, and they decided it was. They never give jail sentences for these things because...
Oh, man, like this.
You know what he adds? Oh. He adds 250 hours unpaid work, placed him on a restriction limited for 6 months, during which he'll be electronically tagged and subject to 7-7 curfew, and ordered him to attend a sex offenders treatment program. He placed him under social work supervision and on a sex offenders register for 3 years. He warned him that any significant breach of the order could see him sent to prison. Good enough, really, is it? Do you know what I mean? In his classroom, your kids are going into these classrooms. Honestly. So he just gets that. But then I wasn't expecting him to get a sentence because, you know, in this country, people can be caught with thousands of images of child pornography on their devices and still not go to prison. I have a suspended sentence if he put on the sentence.
Do you remember Robert Green? Do you remember Robert Green with the Holly Gregg case?
Yeah.
And Robert Green went to prison for exposing what went on with Holly Gregg, that on that same day, there was an oil executive caught with thousands of indecent images who got community service. Work that one out.
Community service, that's what, it's just disgusting, isn't it?
These people need to be away from the community. They should be away from the community.
Exactly. But they don't give harsh sentences for those types of things. And this is the problem.
We're exposing every single day what is going on here. And you surely, listeners, have got to see that this is the work of Satan. Every single thing we cover is everything wrong and dark.
Yeah, it is. It is. And
it's by design. It is by design. Pedophiles seek positions to be alone with your children. They are teachers. They are pastors. They are youth pastors. They're coaches. They are counselors. They don't wear horns and walk the streets in red hoodies and look evil.
Or in brown raincoats.
They look like the most trusted people in your lives. They are in your families. They're everywhere. Yeah. Open your eyes. And when your children say, I don't want to go there, listen to them.
Yeah.
Listen. Absolutely. Put the phone down. Pick your eyes up. Pay attention. It's time to listen to your children.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to jump on. I've only really got one, I had the Kate watch, but this is incredible. Britain's army would run out of munition just 10 days into a war. Well, that's good, isn't it? That's good, considering Boris Johnson started Ukraine. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what? This is insane. British army would run out of munitions 10 days into a war, Parliament has been told. Former Armed Forces Minister John Speller made the claim during questions about defence. The Whalley MP told the Commons the minister rightly speaks about the ability to sustain fighting. He knows that an exercise conducted with the Americans showed that the British Army would run out of munition within 10 days. Responding, Armed Forces Minister James James said, in exercises that I have seen where the UK have operated alongside the US, what happens again and again and again is that American senior commanders hold the UK forces elements in the highest of regards. The UK armed forces remain fearsome, Mr. Heapy added in response to the assertion that Britain is not able to fight a sustained war. Man.
Wow.
So well, I just tell everybody, just tell the enemies, that Britain couldn't hold up anything. We're already flooded with illegal immigrants, male legal immigrants. The country is no longer English. The people need to wake up. You know, I don't care what colour you're on. If you're English, you've been born here, you've been bred here. It doesn't matter what colour you are. Look at what's going on. Look around you. We are becoming a minority and all of our values are being stripped. We're not allowed to have nativity plays anymore. You know, the kids don't say the Lord's Prayer. We're a Christian country.
I just saw a wonderful update on your farmers. It looks like in London, 20 minutes ago, this was reported by Toria Brooke on Truth. She said in London, hundreds of tractors and farmers stormed the Westminster area to head towards the House of Parliament. Thousands are expected to join them. So if you don't have anything going on right now, you guys, jump in a vehicle and cruise on up and support your farmers in London at the House of Parliament. This should be fun to watch.
Oh, wow. I'll have a look.
Yeah. So it sounds like people are starting to wake up. That's good.
Christine, the last thing from you. There's a couple of little bit of Trumpy news, these kind of things.
Law professor Josh Blackman filed an amicus brief in the Trump classified documents case, arguing that special counsel Jack Smith isn't an officer of the United States and the case should be dismissed. The law professor at the South Texas College of Law, Houston, wrote that at most, Smith's temporary position is properly characterized as a mere employee, and that Mr. Smith's prosecution violates the Supreme Court's appointments clause jurisprudence. So he doesn't even have the qualifications to do what he is attempting to do, and it's just a big joke, and it's not going to fly.
Christine, can I ask, if he's not entitled to reside over a case, surely he's being an imposter. Now, if you pretend you're out with, like, pretending to you're impostering a police officer, that's serious crimes. Surely that can't be legal for him to preside over such a high court, and he hasn't even got the right to do that. Surely that must come with some.
One would think. This is just hitting. I don't know. I haven't looked into it much, but I will follow up and see what I can find out on that. It sounds to me like everybody going after Trump is going to go down hard because they don't have anything. And our court system is the biggest joke. You know, they're all corrupt. So what they have allowed is corruption, and now it's being exposed. And people are going, you can't do that. And they're like, well, we did, you know. Well, that's true, but it doesn't. It goes back to Q when he said, you know, corruption, when it comes to all of this corruption, it's going to be null and void. The entire presidency of Obama will be null and void. I mean, and it's going to go back further than that to the Bushes, and it's going to go back further than that. Mm. There, you know, this has been going on for so long, these people acting out of line from what they are legally, you know, do.
I mean, the judiciary, look at our judiciary, it's just the same. We had a judge vote.
Right.
The parents haven't got the right to remove their kids from pornographic.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, they should all be disbarred and indicted and completely removed from office for corruption, bribery, and election interference at this point. That's what should happen, you know? And hopefully we'll see it. I mean, it's looking like the more they try to get Trump, the more things are backfiring and coming right back at them, which I just find too funny. And I don't know if you guys caught it the other day. Melania spoke briefly. Trump was being interviewed. He was doing a press conference and she was there. And she showed up in this beautiful white dress with ghost orchids on it. And somebody asked her, you know, are you gonna be involved? Are we gonna see you more? Something like that. And she said, stay tuned. But when you look at the dress that she wore, you know, she always sends signals from her fashion, and I love it. She wore a dress that was white. It was actually a women's orchid shirt dress that was white with black A-line shirt dress and a white cotton poplin with a black ghost orchid print. And it was absolutely stunning. Well, when you look up black orchid, I thought it was so interesting. The ghost orchid is a perennial. It's native to Cuba and Florida. And it's a flower that looks like a star if stars could dance. And it's commonly referred to as the flower of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost orchid. And it's a flower that resembles a dove. So when we look at that, she is sending us peace and security and letting us know it's all good. No matter how chaotic things look, no matter how wild it all is, keep your peace. God's got this. It's all good. And I also think that that speaks to a lot of the prophecy that has come out saying that when Trump starts his term, he may be a little brash and a little rough, and he's going to rub people wrong. But in his second term, he will be a praying president, and his heart will be changed, and he will be full of the Holy Spirit. And he will lead from that. And I thought that was so beautiful because this was like a confirmation to those prophecies that they're hearing it, they understand. And that I think he's come a long way spiritually in his walk. I think we all have, right? And if not, we're still journeying, and that's good. Ask lots of questions. You know, we never stop learning, we never stop growing. So it definitely is, like you said, everything we talk about is so dark, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And we know, come hell or high water, God won, and so do we. And at the end of the day, that's really it. That's all that matters.
I must say, it's been. I look around now, and it's like it's always been there, and I missed it. How did I not see it? How was I there doing the yoga and plant
I was
medicine?
on about this yesterday to
And
a
like,
friend of mine when
it was all there. And
same
the thing is,
conversation.
yeah,
If you replace the word universe with God,
that's
it
where I
is
was
kind of
going.
how God works,
That's
but
how I was going. But what I'm
it's
saying,
that
Christine, is
description.
we poo-pooed it. The Bible was a tool to control people, and yeah, Jesus was just a spiritual teacher, and yeah, like a white man's gonna, you know, it's embarrassing now looking back. And the thing is, Jesus said,
Who's talking about this?
on the way to the, you know, when you start on the path of truth, there's only one way. And I wish I'd got it so much sooner. And I was being told as well, and I'm like, no, what you're talking about is love and light. It's love and light. Let's burn some incense. Let's get some crystals. Oh my God, we've got crystals. Oh goodness, it's just
I
embarrassing.
know. And well, you know what,
Oh,
though?
get the tarot cards
Look
out.
at these. Hey, listen, you know what? When I met Dean, he was Catholic. I was a holy roller. And he, you know, his, we just came from totally different backgrounds.
Yeah, but at least he
And
was
in
sort of
order
like
for,
Catholic. At least he was kind of Catholic. Like, I'm there, like,
well,
reading tarot cards. And
yeah.
oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like, my God.
Well, listen, it was the same though, because it was the same. He didn't get it. The Catholic, he wasn't really even into that. He just, you know, didn't get it at all. And when I said, so I said, well, help me understand what you believe. And he goes, it's ritual. We go to church, we say the same thing over and over, we sit, we stand, we kneel, we leave. That's it, you know? There's no relationship in that. And I said, So, what do you know of God? And he goes, it's Latin. I mean, he was just
But I
like,
mean,
I know it's Latin.
with our
And I
Facebook,
said, wow.
yes, with our
Go ahead.
with our Facebook, it's very, I've lost a lot of friends as soon as I came out. I did it very gradually. I
I was
started,
like, okay, no.
I did it like kind of gradually, but I had some big named guests who I haven't spoken to since, who were really supportive, and they've never spoken to me since. Because I found Jesus, and loads of people would come on and starting to challenge me, and I'm like, look, you can challenge me. I haven't got the answers. I'm learning this, but I know what I feel in my soul, and I noticed it years ago when my friend Lorraine, she first found her faith, and I watched the tax and everything, and people don't understand when it hits you. You just know. It's so weird. Kat, I don't know what you're, I mean, you went in like a bull on a china shop. You did. There was no easing into it on Facebook. You just went full on, didn't you?
I did. I'm like that though anyway, you know. And I was like, okay, let's go with this. And I had a shock though. I was aware that, obviously there was a bit of a battle going on there, but some of the things that, you really did sort of make me realize from another. I was like, wow, this is crazy. I write things like even yesterday, all I wrote, and it was such a sweet status. I didn't rant, I didn't swear, I had a go at no one. This is what I wrote, right? And this triggered some. She's been on my wall for a while, right? And she obviously, I can tell she doesn't like it from previous posts. But this one, because we'd all gone to church yesterday, so I took great me, Darren, Grace, and my niece went, and met a friend there as well who brought her daughter along, who is an ex-New Ager as well, by the way, guys. Right? So she came. So I put this status up yesterday. Hang on, sorry. So many people post on my wall. I can't find my own posts now. Right. All I said was this: went to church this morning. It was packed full. Incredible testimony from an ex-addict and drug dealer too. Jesus is Lord. God bless. Have a great Sunday. That was it. That was it. And then she just went off and started like really, she wrote a passive-aggressive status on her own wall, which was evidently about me anyway. I was thinking, why does it bother you so much? And she was saying, preaching this and oh, but preach. How am I preaching to anyone? What have I said in there? But I've noticed that more though. Like the attacks that come out just for simply believing in Jesus is insane. It's
Well, it's funny
insane.
how fast the love and light goes, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it
That's a
just
really,
amazing? I
really
mean,
good way of putting it,
it's
Christine.
funny
Yes.
how fast that love and light just flies right out the window because they have no foundation in which to stand. There's no
Yeah,
foundation. It's built on sand. It will not withstand the test of time. It just won't. It's going to
And
leave
exactly,
you.
and that's why
See,
I
the
always put
true
the awkward
light.
questions out there. I put it out on there on purpose because it is
Yeah.
difficult. So from a manifesting point of view, and I'll say, and this used to confuse me a little bit, even when I was in the New Age, and it was like, number one is the toxic positivity, and I am going to call it that because straight away you can't focus on the negative. You're creating that. So if we focus on the sex abuse going on right now, that we are creating it, and it's all about being selfish and looking after yourself and making sure you're in that right place and you're in that right vibe and whatever else. It's
Yeah.
it's quite selfish, isn't it? Do you know
Oh,
what I mean? But the other thing I
it's
got
totally
with it as well
self-absorbing.
was when people say, yeah, but you can manifest whatever you want, and I'm like, and you're creating your reality, whether you like it or not. You are bringing those things to you. So I put it to you like this then. Are you telling me a baby that has no capacity at all to even think in those terms has just manifested for themselves rape and torture? And if the baby didn't manifest, then who's doing the manifesting and who are they manifesting from? Do you know what I
Right,
mean? Because it's
right.
so a point of good, is it? It's a point of evil. And that's one question people can't answer. Because it's not
Exactly.
even you. How can you answer that? I've seen
Speaking
people saying
of,
that. You know, people, if you know, oh, well, we'll come here so many times, and it, you know, if we do something bad, it's karma. So, okay, if a baby is raped in this life, do we look at a baby and go, oh, well, I say karma, they must have been a rapist in their previous life? Come on. This is, oh, not only that, it turns people away from the dark side. And that's exactly what Satan wants. That is exactly what he wants, because now he's running amok everywhere. Do you know what I mean? The evil is just absolutely everywhere. And people are like, no, but I'm going to sit in this zone and I'm going to put my crystals out and burn some sage and do all this thing because I need to be in a better place. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't try and be in a better place for themselves, but where are you getting it from? A lot of this stuff is linked to dark occult practices.
Yes.
Really dark practices that really dodgy people promoted throughout the last century, you know, well, for a long time, but particularly in the last century or two, you know, and but people like to put
but
that.
It's everywhere though. This is the prime example of it. It's, you know, look at what we're doing, like with the whole Diddy, you know, the Hollywood,
we have talked about
the YouTubers, you know, with all of this. You know, it's also, you know, what he was talking about, that young kid with the video that I've linked below, the young YouTuber, is the same as almost like Diddy's freak-offs. This is absolutely, yeah. They're glorifying it. They're glorifying the witchcraft, that, you know, and all of this. And people will believe, this is what, and I was the same, don't get me wrong. And now I think about it, it's like, and I've said
and
this
me,
like,
and me.
Satan. We all believed in satanic ritual abuse. We all believed that people were the same shit, Satan, but we won't accept Jesus.
Yeah, like, I know.
What does that say about us, that we will accept the darkness and the evil, but we can't accept the light? And it's. I just feel it inside me. I know it's the right thing. I get it. I really, really get it. And I've got no fear on me. And I realise that I've tried to get jobs after the whole COVID, told I can't get jobs because I'm too dangerous to employ with my points of view, because people look at you, you know, look you up, who you are. And this is what I'm supposed to do. And now I believe so much. I get it. And I believe in Jesus. He is the only way. He is the truth, the light. And now I know he's got my back, and it's just forces you to continue. Like, this is the path we're doing. I still want to get to where Christine is. I really, really would, because that's just incredible. But
well, Christine has lots of growing to do still. It's okay. We're all growing. There is no limit in relationship with him. You can come as close as you want to be. And the beautiful thing about that, you guys, once you get a little deeper and you learn, obviously the Bible's important and it's important to read and it's important to pray, but God is still speaking to his people. He is still interacting with us. He is still wanting to pull us up closer. You can step over into the other realm. You can go to heaven while you're right here. I've done it. You can step over into that spiritual realm and see Jesus and talk to him one-on-one, face-to-face. If people understood that there's so much more than they ever learned in church, they don't teach you this in church. They don't, because they used the churches to control the populace. And that's what they've done. Our churches have been as infiltrated as our schools and our government. It's all been infiltrated. So we have to learn. And it was exactly the way I told Dean, like I said, when he had no idea he could speak directly to God. He was Catholic. He thought he had to go to a priest to have a conversation with God. And I said, no, just look up and he's right there. He's right there. And just say, Lord, talk to me. What do you want me to know? What am I missing? And then shut up. Get quiet and listen, and he will talk. So it's not a one-sided conversation. Relationship means that you each bring something to the table. You offer your time. You make the other person a priority. When you make Jesus the priority in your life, and when you invite the Holy Spirit to come in, and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior is wonderful. And that is step one. It is in no way the end. That is the beginning, and that will get you to heaven. But there are so many different levels in heaven. You don't want to walk in and then have to learn everything there. You should have learned here. So dig in and dive deep and start learning. And I'm happy to share whatever I can, whenever I can, with anybody. If you have questions, if there's anything I can pray for you or help you with, email me. I'm happy to help any way I can. I'm no professional. I'm not in ministry. I don't have any, whatever. I just have a really great relationship with Jesus, and I have since I was little. So I'm very blessed to have had that. But I do have a quick update on Diddy before I end all this. This came out 15 minutes ago from Pepe Lives Matters on Truth, and it says, "Whoa, alleged sex trafficker P. Diddy was just raided by the Department of Homeland Security. We're finally seeing something happen to the Jeffrey Epstein of the rap world
Boom.
after he was accused of sex trafficking akin to Jeffrey Epstein, eliciting underage sex workers, RICO racketeering, and grooming men for sex. Boom. Justice may come slow, but it is coming nonetheless." So Diddy's house just got raided, y'all.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. I said at the beginning of this, because people said, "Oh, like, what? Who cares? Who cares?" And I'm like, this case is going to end up, and I felt it. I don't know why. I'm getting things really right at the moment with my little.
That's the Holy Spirit. It's your intuition. It's your Holy Spirit.
The
That's
Diddy
what it
thing,
is.
I knew it was going to be as big as Epstein. I knew it. I knew it, and it's happening.
That
And
literally broke, yeah, just minutes ago.
wow, here we go. It's so dark.
Yes.
Jay-Z will be next. Jay-Z will now be
Oh,
next.
yeah.
Yeah,
And you
Beyonce,
know
because
what?
she was
That
just.
one. Jay-Z and Beyoncé, that gets way darker than even the Diddy.
And you know, we were talking the other day about that Lisa Left Eye Lopez. She actually died from the car accident. She died from the car accident. Aaliyah was thrown in the back of Oh,
the
and
plane.
Aaliyah was in the plane. Right, yeah, of Yeah, course.
then obviously we've got
Biggie's death. You've got the nightclub death. I mean, this guy and Jennifer Lopez knows a lot more than what she's letting on, because she was with him. So we're seeing the destruction of the deep state. Strap
We're
in.
seeing the destruction of evil,
We are.
just like we were talking about, literally. Good versus evil. Evil's not going to win. Be on the right team because
Thing.
evil will not win.
Get your popcorn, libertytactics.co.uk, exposing the lie.info. We will be back tomorrow, as always. Say goodnight, Catherine. Good night, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a good evening.
Christine. Blessings to you all.
That's it. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless.
God bless.